two heads are better than one.
Shrink wrap.
Good morning. Any resemblance that comes from this dramatization is mere coincidence, and any resemblance to reality is mere coincidence, and here we go.
I am in a jam. I'm just sick of it. My life is so boring.
Well, what's the jam?
I just can't get going. I mean, I get to work, I cook, I eat, but really, I just spend too much time all by myself lately.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're just saying lately, right? Like, what's the difference about now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Ever since I moved here, I'm surprised at how withdrawn I've become.
Oh, boy, and this is a hard time of the year. So, this is different, right, than when you were in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe the move was bigger than you thought, and not only in miles.
You know, I had this roommate in PA, so we spent a lot of time together, and it was just so easy to go home, order a pizza, and watch Mad Men, you know? Now I don't even get cable. I guess I didn't realize it. Well, maybe I was floating on the security of a roommate.
So you like staying home too. Huh, me too. I mean, maybe it makes you feel secure. I'm kind of a homebody, but I'm also really intrigued by Mad Men. But I also really find that I need to get out and connect.
I know, but when you go out and you're by yourself, it's like a sign that you're a loser, right? I mean, you're always showing up on your own.
Loser. Oh, I hate that when I do that to myself. That tag is really a killer. You know, like the Scarlet Letter.
Uh-huh.
Do you really think people are so narrow-minded and busy keeping tabs on us? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. And you know what? If they did, who cares?
This conversation is making me feel worse.
Oh, man. Hey, well, like, you know, the way you're thinking, no wonder you feel trapped. I mean, what's wrong with trying to think it through? Maybe seeing yourself as loser is safer in some way. Like, but it's making you feel sick.
Yeah, then I can just stay home. A lot of good that's going to do.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that putting yourself out there when you feel so vulnerable is really scary. I know it is for me. And, you know, I have no great words of wisdom here, except to say that if you make up your mind to see your loneliness, like, as a need to connect, right? You know, mm-hmm. rather than as a sign that you're a loser, maybe it'll be easier to give it a try.
Mm. Oh, you know, I remember once I went with a coworker to a record shop. I told him I was finding it hard to meet people, and he's like, well, really, you only have two people that you hang with. And now that would make me worry, he said, you know. Well, he looked at me, and I could just see beaming from those eyes, loser! Boy, that happened a year ago, and I still can't get it out of my head.
Wow, that really had some impact on you. You know, maybe you need to talk to people who have a more positive attitude.
You know, you are really sounding like some radio shrink.
What a thought.
Oh, boy, that was very interesting. I could see that happening to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, you know, if somebody did that and they wanted to get out of that shell, I mean, what would they do? Like, what is psychotherapy? I mean, people, they want answers, right? I mean, how can I be less anxious or less depressed, get rid of anger? I mean, what can you tell me?
Well, you know, answers to the question of how can I feel better really start with understanding what is really impacting your emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that can be really complicated at times. And also, I think from pop culture, watching movies about therapy and all of this, we come to expect therapists to answer questions with questions, right? But the questions themselves, even though that you may feel frustrated at first, those questions lead you to actually find some answers.
Hmm.
And the truths behind your felt distress, we really want to get to that. And this is really where strength gets its muscle.
Hmm. That's interesting. So what would you ask of me?
Well, in that character that you played, I would want you to consider, when did these feelings start coming up that you're such a loser? And what was happening at that time in your life? And we would explore your circumstances and your relationships, your history, and also your way of relating. Like, how is it that you communicate to other people? And how is it that you find yourself even relating to your own self? I would want to help you recognize that and to see if there are any patterns that go on.
Okay. Well, so why is that so important? I mean, isn't that the goal, to get on a new track? I mean, to find ways to change your behavior?
Absolutely. But first, we need to help you shift into being more reflective about yourself and your needs, rather than being so reactive and reacting from old emotional places, like, I feel bad, I'm a loser, to follow that line of thinking. And we really want to look at how you interact and what effect the way you're thinking is having on you. And that hopefully will inspire you to make some changes. So let's say you want to expand your social life, like this character you were playing, and you feel really anxious. So we might discover that there has been a pattern in the way you think about this. Like, maybe you're telling yourself that staying home and watching movies is going to be soothing, and that going out to some event, you're predicting that there's going to be a bad outcome. And I would like to help you take responsibility for this, to help you see, wow, the way you're thinking would make me want to stay home too. And so you're spinning your wheels, and I'd really want to help you see that this is a repetitive pattern, and that if you stay in this pattern, your anxiety is not going to be able to decrease because the pattern keeps going forward. And so the work in therapy would give you an opportunity to address things which you on your own have turned away from. And so this pattern, this negative pattern, has become crystallized. And a professional clinician can understand the connection between your mind and the way you behave and how you process and work out conflict.
Man, that's amazing. Okay. So apart from identifying how you think, now what else happens in the process of therapy?
Well, it's really interesting. A lot of people don't think about this if they've never come in for therapy. But what happens is you're entering a relationship. And even though it's a professional relationship, you eventually are sooner or later going to have reactions just like you do when you consider being social. So we're sitting together, and all of a sudden you tell me something, and then you might start beating yourself up in your own head. You might say the kind of stuff you say to yourself, right?
Of course.
And so, like this guy you played, he's so embodied in the idea that he's a loser, he might say something and think to himself, oh, what a jerk. Why wasn't I more eloquent? And if he can tell me that, I think that you must think that I'm just, I'm just babbling, which is what a lot of people say when they have this opportunity, finally. I'm just babbling, and I might then have a chance to understand how that person is thinking about how they're relating. Here they are coming for help and a connection and some education to move forward, and they think they're bad for it. So I would just stop and point that out. So it would be a real benefit for me, for the therapist, to know how you are experiencing or anticipating experiencing my reactions to you for your benefit, because you might not talk about this with a friend. You might just hold it in, and then there's no chance to air it out and get feedback. So that's another thing that happens in a therapeutic relationship. It's not just answers to, well, I'm depressed, and here's an approach to stop your depression.
I see.
Make sure you eat well and exercise. Of course, we're going to talk about how you treat yourself, too. But we really also have the benefit of this relational construction going on that we can deconstruct.
I see. Now, that you wouldn't construe that to be like a dependency, would you?
Well, you would be depending upon the therapist to help you. And the difference in this dependency and what pop psychology has termed codependency is that this is a positive force helping you move forward. And that if you have positive experiences and you get a new repertoire of responses to your feelings and your ideas, if you get that new repertoire within your brain, it's called internalizing the experience. It's kind of like having a new addition to your house. Let's say you have this cramped house and it's dark and suddenly you have some construction and you have a nice little sunroom. So when you need some space to, let's say, be creative or have some warm privacy from others, you might go to that room. So it's the same thing in a therapeutic relationship or like any intimate relationship that's really useful. Maybe it's a really good friend, a relative, even a priest, somebody who you're really connecting with, a teacher. We start taking their positive messages, hopefully, in our heads and go there when we're distressed. So we're depending on someone, but the dependency is moving you forward, helping you grow the muscle.
Very revealing.
It can be. And really, this whole process is something that we really refer to as expanding your mind, right? You've heard that saying, I suppose. So we want to become more mindful about the way we are thinking about our thinking and the way we're thinking about the thinking of other people. And sometimes what we're thinking they're going to be like even before we've talked to them.
I see.
And so that process I've been mentioning is part of what we call mentalizing. It's an approach where we all do it naturally. Our capacity to mentalize continues to develop throughout life. No one's perfect at it. When we're vulnerable, like moving to a new town and feeling lonely perhaps, we may not mentalize very well. So we want to increase that.
Wow. You've opened my eyes to some very interesting things, interesting concepts here. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate your participation in this process.
Sure.
And thank you very much, Michael Stark. And I would like to encourage other people in the community to contact me, Robin Grace, at shrinkwrap.rap@gmail.com, or just pull me out in public or give me a call and let me know other topics you'd like me to address. And if you'd like to make an appearance on the show, we'd love to have you. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody out there, have a good day. And here we go back to our notorious host, Alex.